So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Nifteru Zikne Yushalayim V'holchu Lehen. After the measuring is completed, the Sanhedrin leave the scene, and Zikne Eisa Ha'ir Mevin Eglas Bakar, Ashalei Mashcha Ba'il. The Bezdin of the nearest city brings a calf, which never walked with a yoke, because if it was Meshach Ba'il, it would be disqualified. However, Ve'en Hamum Paisel Ba, a blemish does not disqualify the calf. As the Gemara explains, the Pasuk reads, Eglas Bakar, Ashalei Ubed Ba, Ashalei Mashcha Ba'il. Ashalei Ubed Ba teaches us that in addition to oil, Shara Vaidus, all loads disqualify the Egla. And the Pasuk mentions Ashalei Mashcha Ba'il to make a distinction between oil and Shara Vaidus, and that oil paisel bein b'shas avoida bein shaloi b'shas avoida. The yoke always disqualifies, making no difference whether the work was needed or not. However, Shara Vaidus ain paiselis el b'shas avoida, as Rashi explains, kalei m'shah v'idazu l'tzayruchi. Other loads disqualify only when needed, but not shaloi b'shas avoida when they are not needed. For example, loy lohilicha el ikri v'esef. He did not want the animal to carry it. He merely placed it on the animal so that it could rest. The Gemara goes on to discuss several distinctions between Egla Rufa and Paraduma. Egla Rufa ein mum paislaba, a blemish does not disqualify it. Paraduma mum paislaba. Egla Rufa shanim paislisba, it is only eligible in its first year. Paraduma ein hashanim paislisba, it is continuously eligible. Egla Rufa atche timshech, the Egla is disqualified only if it actually walked with the oil or any other load. However, regarding Paraduma, it depends. Oil mishas hanocha. The par is disqualified from when the oil was put on, because the pasuk there says asher lo'ala ala oil and does not mention mishicha. However, sharavaydis is a machlekes of two brises. According to one brisa, mishas hanocha, because the ma'isi le'megufa the para, sharavaydis are derived from the pasuk of paraduma that does not mention mishicha. According to the other brisa, acha timshich, because Sharavaydis of Paraduma are derived through Xeris Shava from Egla Rufa, where the Pasuk does mention Meshicha. The Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yechonim ben Shaul, Mebneima Amr Taira, Hevi Egla Banachal. Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavei Davar Shaloi Asa Peris, V'yarif B'mokim She'in Oisin Peris, V'yachapra Mishalei Hinichu L'Asas Peris. The Torah requires a calf to be decapitated in a Nachal Asin, because Hashem says, the calf that bore no offspring shall be decapitated in a location that bore no fruit, to atone for the death of one who is prevented from producing more mitzvahs. The Mishnah continues, Umiridin Eisel Anachal Eisan, Eisan Kemeshmai Kasha. However, Afa Pisha Eina Eisan Kasha. The calf is brought to a valley that has rough terrain, however, B'diyevet, any valley is acceptable. The Orphan Eisel B'Kaifetz Macharel, and they decapitate the Egla from behind its neck, because as the Gemara explains, there is a Gzeir Shava of the word Arifa from Chata Sa'if, in which Malik is performed from the back of its neck. Umakaima Asr Melezroyo Melavid, Umutro Lisruk Sham Pishton Vilanakar Sham Avanim. After the Arifa, the Nachal Esen may not be used for planting. However, it may be used to comb flax and to use stones from there, because as the Gemara cites the Pasuk, Ashali Yavid Bai Vilay Zareya, the Nachal Esen may not be worked or sowed. And the Pasuk specifies Zriya to teach, Mazriya miyuchedeshi begufa shel karka, af kol shu begufa shel karka. Similar to Zriya, only work that is done in the actual ground is forbidden. However, other tasks that are done on the ground, not in the ground, are permitted. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding this Pasuk, Ashalo ya'avid bai b'lei Zriya. Rabbi Yeshua holds l'sha'avar. The Pasuk refers to the past, and that the Nachal Esen was never worked before. While Rabbi Yenison holds l'habba, the Pasuk refers to the future, in that the Nachal Esen shall not be worked after the Arifa. And Rava explains, l'habba d'kuliyam eloi pligi d'chziv eloi zireya. All agree that after the Arifa, the Nachal Esen may not be worked, because the words of eloi zireya are in the future tense. The machlekes is only regarding l'sha'avar, whether before the Arifa, the Nachal Esen may not have been worked. Rabbi Yeshua holds l'sha'avar, because the word asher changes it to the past tense. Rabbi Yenison holds l'habba, because asher ribuyuhu, the word asher is needed to include all malachas in the Isser Layabid Boy. The Mishnah continues, Zikne Oisa Ha'ir Rechetzin Yesidein B'mayim B'mokim Arifa Shel Egla. The Bezdin of the nearest city wash their hands in the area of the Arifa, and they declare in Lashon HaKodesh, Yideinu Leishavcha Asadam HaZeh Veinenu Leiro. Our hands did not shed this person's blood, and we did not see it occur. The Mishnah asks, V'chi al datenu also shezikne beznin shevchei damim hein? Would it even enter our minds that the beznin would commit murder? Ela shalei ba al yedenu upatrenuhu b'lei mazin. V'lei b'inuhu v'anichenuhu b'lei levoya. They only mean to say that they were not a contributing factor to his death by allowing him to leave without food or without being escorted. And then the Kahanim who are present respond in Lashon HaKodesh, Kaper la'amchi Yisrael asher padisa Hashem, v'altitin damnoki bekerav amchi Yisrael. L'ho yitzrichen loymer v'nechap alehem adam, el ruch HaKodesh mivasrasan, eimasei shetasu kocha hadam miskap alehem. The Kahanim did not include the ending phrase of the Pasuk v'nechap alehem adam, rather Moshe Rabbeinu through ruch HaKodesh informed the Yidden that whenever they properly perform the process of Egla Rufa, they will be absolved of the bloodshed. The Gemara goes on to discuss the mitzvah of Levoya, to escort a person upon his departure. Amre Meir, Kaifin Levoya, Sheschar HaLevoya Ein Lashir. We compel a person for the mitzvah of Levoya, and the reward for Levoya is infinite, as the Gemara shows from the incident of the Kanani. Shlei Dibri Befiv, V'lei Holach Beraglav, Garm Hatzala Loyu Lazari Atzev Kaladeres. He did not actively speak or walk. He only signaled the way into the city of Luz, and he was rewarded b'li shir with that his descendants are protected eternally from the Malach HaMavos. Therefore, mi she'os levoya beraglav al achas kama v'kama, one who actively escorts a traveler, will certainly be rewarded b'li shir. Amir Rishu ben Levi, ha'mahalach baderech ve'en levoya yasek b'tayra. A person who sets out on the trip and has no one to escort him should learn Torah, because there is a pasuk in Mishlei, ki livyas cheinheim l'reshecha, the Torah is a gracious accompaniment. Rabbi Shimon Levi also says, b'shvil arba pesiyes, shalav apare l'Avram, nishtabed bibonav arba meyashana. Pare who escorted Avram Avinu four steps, was rewarded with that he later ruled over Avram's descendants for 400 years. Rabbi Yehuda Merav says, kal malav es chaveir arba ames be'ir, eina nizik. If one escorts the traveler even for Amis, the traveler will not be harmed. The Gemara cites a brayso regarding the distance of Levoya. Harav letamid adibur shalir. A Rebbe escorts his student until the edge of the city. Chaver lechaver atchum Shabbos. A person escorts his friend of equal stature until 2,000 Amis outside the city. Talmud l'rav ein leshir. Regarding a student for his Rebbe, there is no limit for the chiv Levoya. However, the Gemara does mention a shir l'rabbi she'ena mavuk ad parsa. If this is not his exclusive rabbi, the Talmud escorts him for one parsa. And l'rabbi mavuk shleisha parsois. If this is his exclusive rabbi, the Talmud escorts him for three parsa. Amr b'yechanu mishum reb meir, kol she'ena malavu umislava ki'ilu shefech damim. If one does not escort and allows the traveler to go off on his own, is considered as if he shed blood. Because shel mole livo and shiricha le'elisha loy gira daivim litinoikis. If the people of Yericha would have escorted Elisha, the incident of the beards killing 42 young men would not have come to pass, because they would not have mocked Elisha if they saw him being escorted by honorable people of the city.